The top line numbers certainly are, you know, very positive. However, putting this into perspective takes the bloom off the rose.
Oh dear, how so?
Well, let's start with the employment report. The April new hiring number was very strong, 16,700, which sounds great. But if we annualize that number, it comes out to be 200,000 new jobs. Now, that's still a good number, but it's down significantly from the pace of job growth we've enjoyed since 2015, which peaked at over 300,000 and has been consistently in the 230,000, 240,000 per year range. So this number, as good as it was for April, really is a bit disappointing when you put it into perspective.
Oh, well, I see what you mean. But Florida's unemployment rate continues to fall, right? It dipped to 3.4%, and that's continuing to be below the U.S. average of 3.6%, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But it's also important to note that the reason the unemployment rate in Florida dipped in April was because the labor force contracted a bit, not because there were so many new jobs. So that was a bit surprising, too.
Oh, that is surprising. This year, Easter was on April 21st, which is, I believe, the latest date since 2011. Did this late Easter impact the data? And if so, how so?
Yeah, it sure did. A late Easter is usually a big plus for Florida, as the traditional tourist season, you know, runs from Thanksgiving to Easter. And this appears to be the case this year in terms of visitors. But overall job growth in the tourist-related industries remain fairly modest, and that may reflect a number of things, possibly because employers are finding it difficult to find qualified employees given that the unemployment rate is so low and the labor market is so tight. But, you know, in any event, hiring in the tourism-related industries has slowed over a number of months. Comparisons with prior years are a little difficult because of the dramatic structural changes in retailing that's part of this tourism, and we know that's declined for other reasons. But even so, hiring at the restaurants and the attractions was a little slower in April.
Okay, let's turn entirely to the tourism data, speaking of which. The growth in visitors rebounded to a 5.8% pace, and that reflects, in part, the late date for Easter this year. But what else could be affecting this?
All of the strength comes from growing domestic visitation. That was up 6.8% in the first quarter, more than double the 3.3% pace in the fourth quarter of 2018.
Wow.
Now, yeah. But part of that, of course, was due to the late Easter, which is good, and part was due to the strong economy, which is even better. But foreign arrivals, except for Canadians, continued to contract. And this decline has occurred now for 7 quarters in a row and shows no signs of abating. Now, fortunately, that's the smaller of the components. And, you know, the big growth in arrivals from Canada and other parts of the United States totally overwhelmed that. But still, it's a little troubling to see that foreign number continue to contract and contract and contract.
Right. Well, how did Central Florida fare in April?
Central Florida continues to perform very well. Job growth in Orlando was a solid 3,100 in April, paced by strong gains in education and healthcare and construction sectors, even though the tourism sector was basically flat.
Hmm. And what about tourism itself in Orlando?
That flatness was a surprise given how strong the visitation numbers are. So I think it's really just an aberration. You know, there's noise in the data. It's hard to statistically adjust. We got Easter coming late in April, so I don't read much into it.
Okay. What about the data for Daytona, Deltona?
Yeah, they had a great April. Job growth of 600 in April. But like Orlando, the tourism numbers were a little flat.
And Melbourne and Palm Bay?
Well, they were a bit weaker in April. There were declines in education and healthcare that offset strong gains in manufacturing, especially in that aerospace area. But again, there's, you know, a lot of noise in the data month to month, so I don't read too much into it. I think Melbourne, Palm Bay is really stronger than the April data tell us.